Live. 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-453. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. You'll have to send us a request first, or what's it called, a contact request?
Contact request. Yeah. That way, in case we miss the call, then we can send you a message, because otherwise we can't send a message without the contact request.
I think that you can't even call us without a contact request. Is that possible?
No, you can call without a contact request. You just can't send a message without one.
Okay, well, that's the tech support minute here on Free Talk Live. 855-453. And please, when you do your online shopping, go through shop.freetalklive.com. There, we've got links to, you know, major retailers like Newegg and Amazon. You'll get the same prices and the same service that you normally get, but by going through there, Free Talk Live gets a little spiff, and we really appreciate it. It's shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking to Keith in the very end of the last segment, last hour, and he was concerned about, well, gun control laws here in the United States. Keith, go on.
Yeah, I'm seriously concerned about it. I like my freedom, and I'd like to be able to do whatever I you know, want to. I'm a self-employed business person. I run a small crew, and things seem to be getting worse and worse. They've changed the tax laws over the last, I'd say, 10 to 15 years. It's harder and harder to run a small business because of taxes mainly. I mean, I'm not sure what the percentage they're taking out on me, but you know, it's getting worse and worse. Our government has too much control over us.
So is it control that you're concerned with? That they control shows itself in the form of increased taxes and cracking down on people's rights to own like an AR-15 or something like that.
Yes.
So, let me ask you this, Keith. It's not that I don't believe that you should be able to own a piece of metal and plastic that propels a 223 round out of the end, with maybe a couple of interesting accoutrements to it. Maybe it's painted black. But what do you want it for?
I just want it for recreation. I've never actually bought a gun in my life, but I also want to have it for recreation, if I want to go out and shoot with the guys, you know, I want to be able to do that. But also, I want to have it for my home defense, too. I've got a alarm system on my house, but the way things are going, I get, you know, I don't feel the safety is what it was 10 or 15 years ago.
I couldn't tell you whether crime. It seems like violent crime's gone down here in the United States, but that's really, frankly, beside the point. I thought it was interesting Joe Biden suggesting that the women of America get a shotgun and protect their houses with this. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and get on your YouTube and search this. But there's really great videos of young, smaller gals, using shotguns and the effects. A 12-gauge shotgun is an extraordinarily powerful weapon in comparison to an AR-15, which, it just doesn't have the kick that a shotgun does. I'm not saying that a shotgun's not a fine home defense weapon, but it isn't exactly right for everyone, if that's what one wants it for. And I think it's interesting in a country where there have been all kinds of uprisings. Rosewood comes to mind. There's also what happened out in, during the Rodney King thing out in Los Angeles.
The L.A. riots.
Yeah, there have been different riots, all different kind of terrible things that have happened in different areas. And I probably would feel better if I was protecting my home or business and had an AR-15 in that circumstance. A handgun isn't very accurate beyond a few yards.
Well, I live in a really, really nice neighborhood in Charleston, and I thought when I built my house that, this is a great neighborhood. Everything seems to be, hunky-dory. And just, I'd say about a year ago, we had somebody that broke into one of the houses in our neighborhood and did what they call a home invasion.
It was a home invasion? So they broke in while people were there and they kicked the front door in, basically?
Yeah. Wow. And I'm talking about, you know, a nice middle-class neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the neighborhoods, and it's one of the nice neighborhoods on this place, anyway.
Yeah.
And then I'd say about 4 months after that, my wife, you know, when we pull up in our driveway, we generally, 9 times out of 10, don't lock our vehicles. But we have to now. She had some camera equipment in the back seat, and whoever did it went through our vehicle, rampaged the vehicle, took our camera equipment. So I feel like now we have to lock up everything every night.
Yeah,
it never used to be like that.
Crime happens everywhere, and it can happen anywhere. But the fact is that when it happens to you, the first time in a new area, what you think to yourself is I've got to protect myself. I've got to get a home alarm, or I've got to get a gun, or I've got to lock my cars and things like that. And I think that, you know, if people want to do something to make them feel better, then they should be able to do that. People need to understand that firearms are dangerous.
Yes.
And they have, you know, there's unintended consequences that go on to having them. You need training. You need to store them properly. But I don't know who do these people in Washington, D.C. think they are telling you what you can own and what you can't own, is what I don't understand. 855.
Well, I've got a question for Keith real quick.
Okay.
Is there a specific piece of legislation that you are worried will pass, or are you just talking about generic legislation that has been discussed but never actually introduced?
The generic information that's been discussed and hasn't been introduced yet.
All right, yeah, that's what I thought.
I think a lot of Americans are concerned with it.
What I'm afraid of is when I do go to buy a weapon, and I'm not saying I'm going to buy an AR-15, but I've taken my wife to a test range or a gun range and let her shoot a couple of handguns, you know, and she felt really comfortable with it, and I think that's going to be my first purchase, is like a 9mm, a light 9mm, and make sure that we both have training and using it so we know what we're doing and the safety with it.
Yeah, that's the smart thing to do.
A lot of times a revolver is the right thing for the gals. You don't have to rack the slide, that kind of thing. But, Keith, I do appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. You know, I know that crimes are committed with these weapons. I know that they are. But
crimes are committed with baseball bats, kitchen knives, forks, chopsticks.
So.
I could stab your temple with a chopstick if I were so inclined.
You'd have to be a pretty good stabber, but, you know, no doubt. It, you never know. And I think that the main concern is the sort of the mass shootings, of which there have been quite a few of late. But, I think that people are justifiably concerned about their ability, their rights to own these things.
There have been mass drone bombings all around the world, but you don't hear people all up in arms about, I need to make sure that I go buy my own drone so I can defend my backyard.
Right. Well, that's a great question. If the government's killed, you know, hundreds of people without trial that likely weren't doing anything, innocent people, then shouldn't we ban the government from having remote control airplanes that drop bombs? Let's go to Bobby in Lakeland, Lakeville. Where is Lakeville?
Well, I asked you guys, when have you ever had an encounter with the police that's been good? In my experience, I've never had a good encounter with the police. It's neither been a ticket.
I've had a few.
Trying to check my vehicle.
Okay.
But the question is, do you guys, when have you ever had a good encounter with a police officer? And I'll take a call off the air.
You don't want to talk about it? I guess not. Daryl? You had a good encounter?
I've had one or two when I've not been in a vehicle and the police officer was not necessarily in police officer mode, if you know what I mean. Like, he was on duty, but he wasn't really coming around anything suspicious, just happened to see him while he was on duty. I had a pleasant chat, but as far as getting pulled over by a cop, I've never had a good encounter.
I've had almost every experience with police officers been good in my life, probably barring one or two. But, you know, for me, they've been quite good.
So you've only got one or two tickets ever?
855-450.
Gout, and think of few attacks a year are all you have to worry about. Think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
855-450-FREE. And this word from the Mortgage Minute guy, I think probably most folks know that every loan payment, every mortgage payment is made up of at least the principal and the interest. Most folks probably know that the interest is front-loaded on all mortgages. That way the banks, you know, feel like they can make their money. But, you know, with the average person selling a house, probably every 5 or 6 years, the banks are making a lot of interest and you're not getting a lot of principal paid off. One solution to that is to get you know, the 20-year fix or the 15-year fix. Let me tell you why. Because a 30-year fixed rate loan, it's going to take you 10 and a half years just to be making half of your payment in principal. Principal payment, half of it. So on a 20-year fixed, basically you're making 50-50 right out of the gates. And on a 15-year fixed, your first payment is 59%, and it just gets better from there. The experts at MortgageMinuteGuide.com can help you with your home loan. If you're going to refi or you're looking at getting a new loan, you should at the very least give them a call and see if they can make you some offer that's better than whatever you're seeing. It's MortgageMinuteGuide.com, and I'm going to give you the telephone number here. 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. All right, Daryl. Well, it looks like the phones are a little vacant here. So there's been quite a bit of chatter on the Facebook page, right?
Yes. We asked the question earlier, what benefits, if any, should the federal government give to veterans and their dependents?
Okay.
We have received a lot of responses, but I found four that I think are the four best responses.
All right.
So Gary Patterson says, I don't believe veterans could ever be adequately compensated for their service, but at a minimum, they should be given what they were promised when they signed up.
Okay.
Makes sense. You know, get what you were promised.
Yeah, of course, the promises are being made by the government, and the government doesn't actually produce anything. I mean, they make money in the sense of like a printing press, but they don't.
Yeah, everything they have is stolen from someone else.
That's right.
That discussion is taking place as a response.
And it's interesting, like, because I think that people often look at the folks in the military as divorced from the government in many ways. And I think that this is largely true, that there's a difference between sort of civil servant, a G government employee, like a G5 or something like that, and an E5, a person who signs up for the military for, you know, 4 years or something, right, in order to get, you know, maybe some money for college or some direction in life or whatever. And I think that a lot of those people, especially recently, are getting a lot more than they ever expected out of their service, if one wishes to use that terminology.
Yes.
That they're getting lives of heartache and, you know, their limbs, it's costing them their limbs or their minds, and it's horrifying. And what they get in exchange is minuscule. It's really, really kind of, it's frightening. It's sad that people will take the deal.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because David Schatz said military members and their families choose that life. Then they gripe and try to gain sympathy. If you don't like your job, quit.
Well, quitting can be difficult, right? I mean, I'm with you, but quitting can be difficult. At the very least, if you're in a combat zone, you're probably going to spend some time in a brig, I would guess, if you just refuse to fight. If you happen to be here in the United States and then you're not going to go back, generally people don't seem to go to the brig for that one. They just kind of get, you know, hassled and get a crappy detail or whatever and then basically let go, is what we've seen. There may be other people's experiences, but that's what we've seen here on this show.
Ace Lee says, I think a service member should be eligible for retirement after 10 years, get one quarter of their pay, and that goes up incrementally until it's at 100%.
My God! They're supposed to get 100% of their pay after doing 10 years' work?
Yeah, start at a quarter and then go up incrementally to where after 25 years, they're getting 100%.
You know, a lot of people will do this double-dipping thing. They'll go for 20 years, you know, start at 18, go to 38 in a listed person, get their first pension. And then at 38, they'll start the police career, and then go to 58 and get 20. And then they've got two pensions coming in. This is a big number.
When then they get hired as bailiffs and get the $100 a day per diem, plus their two pensions.
Plus, and you'll note that the pensions really only exist in government work now. Basically, they've gone away, and you know, the rest of us have to put our money away in 401ks and that kind of thing. Let's call talk to Mike in Cincinnati. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, what's going on? I was just gonna talk about the thing on Facebook about the, have you ever had a pleasant encounter with a police officer? I guess I've only had a couple of tickets in my life, and both of those two times, both of the cops that pulled me over were actually, you know, two of the nicest guys I've ever met. But
that gave you tickets?
Do what?
They gave you tickets and they're some of the nicest people that you've met? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean...
So you were happy receiving basically a ransom notice from a guy that you did not want to have an encounter with?
I think that it shows a very skilled law enforcement officer that can make somebody walk away from a ticketing encounter and be happy that they've received it. But I wonder, in you know, sort of looking back at it, is it an effective form of deterrent if you deal with a police officer that you're happy to have dealt with and get a ticket? Is that a good way to prevent people from, the idea of a ticket is to prevent people from doing the act that they did in the past,
right? But if you've spent any time in a courtroom, especially watching people take plea deals,
yeah, the people who get tickets don't spend any time in courtrooms,
but they do go in to either pay money or take a plea deal.
You can just mail it in.
Or if you just happen to go to support your activist friends that get in trouble, then you'll see there are a lot of people that go in to take plea deals. And then after the judge tells them, you need to give us this amount of money, spend this much time doing community service, jump through this hoop, that hoop, and the other hoop, then the people say, thank you, judge. Who in their right mind thanks the judge for extorting money from them and then telling them how their life is going to be ruined because they can't drive a car, they don't have a driver's license, and they can't do this or that for the next 90 days?
I do think that it's interesting when people react that way, but...
It's Stockholm Syndrome. That's why people thank the cops for getting pulled over.
No, I don't think so. I think that you can find, I think it's a very skilled law enforcement officer.
I think it's Stockholm Syndrome.
I don't think it is. I think that you're basically dealing with people that are, you know, they're like, I'm doing my job, and they're smiling at you and talking nice to you, so you take the ticket and assume that there's job. It is their job to pass out those tickets. And I don't know if it's a very effective means of doing it. If going over the speed limit is dangerous, and I don't think it is. As a matter of fact, if you get on the interstate and go the speed limit, a lot of times you're the most dangerous thing on that interstate. A person going the speed limit oftentimes is the most dangerous thing on an interstate. But if going over the speed limit is dangerous, then we should just have these speed cams out there and you know, ticket everybody who goes over 1 mile an hour over the limit, because that's the dangerous speed. What in the world would you have a cop that catches a person 1 out of 1,000 times for? That's not efficient. 855, 453, Free Talk Live.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all over the board tonight. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is doing its first, first in its history. 10 years we've been doing Free Talk Live. First time we're doing a remote broadcast on the West Coast. It's going to be in San Jose for the Bitcoin 2013 conference. It's called the Future of Payments is the name and the sort of byline for the conference. It's going to be May the 17th through the 19th. And at the Bitcoin 2013 conference, there's going to be all kinds of experts in the area of Bitcoins who are going to be talking about education, networking opportunities, and, you know, just kind of the kind of opportunities that you've never imagined in the area of Bitcoins. 2013 is the year of the Bitcoin. Many people are finding out about Bitcoins. They're getting major news coverage in, you know, big-time news organizations. So folks from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will all be there kind of showing people what it's going to be like. Go ahead, seize the future. Come out and see us at the Future of Payments Conference, Bitcoin2013.com. Bitcoin2013.com. Let's go to Charlie in Virginia Beach. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was just going to make a comment regarding the police officer encounters.
All right.
Now, unfortunately, I've had my share of encounters with the police for sure. But
all right.
I'm curious if they are trained to be uncordial. And what I mean by that is I've read a lot of books on, you know, just being the people person, trying to be pleasing. But why try and practice it with cops? And I always find that as a, great, this is my opportunity to really work over my skills and try and see if I can get out of this ticket. They have one facial expression. And so I'm curious if anybody knows, when you're going through cop training, do they teach you, do not encounter the person that you're pulling over or that you're talking to. Do not be cordial with them. Just do your thing and get on with your job.
You know, I think that this probably...
In big cities.
Is that so?
Definitely.
Definitely, this has not been my experience. Most of the time when I'm dealing with a law enforcement officer, I'm dealing with somebody who is smiling, maintaining eye contact, takes off their glasses, the sunglasses, they don't have the sunglasses on. I've certainly had my fair, a few of the smoky types, mostly that hasn't been my experience.
Yeah,
but I'd be interested in if there's an expert out there, a law enforcement officer, do you get training in this? Because there's law enforcement officers listening right now. Do you get training in how to, keep the poker face? Charlie, thanks for the call. Whoops. Oh, well. 855, 453.
In the big cities, they do keep the glasses on more often than they do in the smaller towns.
It's probably to put something between him and the customer. Let's talk to Missy in Florida. Missy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was calling about interactions with the police officers, positive ones. I've had negative ones, but about 15 years ago, I got pulled over drunk driving. And I'm in Florida. They could have arrested me, given me a DUI on my record, all sort of things. But instead, they let me call my attorney's secretary and have her come and pick me up and leave the car there and go back and get the car, later, or have somebody else go and get it. And what that did for me was make me extremely appreciative that I didn't have that on my record and vow to never get in a car and drink and drive again.
How effective that would be is like to give everybody like a one-time pass kind of thing. And
that would almost make sense.
It might. Missy, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or you can Skype us at lrn.fm. Let's go to Dave and Keene. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's me. Hey, I was going to say, I just tuned into you guys. I heard it, and I had to look up. I wanted to tell you guys, I'm really cool on happier stuff, but I'll go with the police stuff first. I have nothing to hide whenever I get pulled over or if they come to my house. They can come in, they can look around. I have nothing to hide. So, maybe it's a violation of my rights. Maybe it's not. I'm blasé about it.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about you guys, I mean, the gay rights, I'm not gay, but I like that gay, you give a crap about gay rights or
all right.
or wasted money on wars that we don't really need to go to. But the thing I really wanted to ask you about, and maybe you covered this, but say a 30-round mag.
A 30-round mag?
Whatever
you
call it. If you were to change clips over and over, if that kid in that assaulted high school, the middle school in Connecticut.
It's an elementary school.
Adam Lanza down in Connecticut?
Yeah, yes, sir. Maybe he would have had to carry, 154... rounds. If they were in just, 10-round mags, you'd have to screw that up sooner or later. Maybe jam one up. I don't know. I mean, the only question I'm going to ask, and I want you to answer this, what does anybody need with a 30-round mag?
It's a fine question to ask. I don't know the answer. I think that really what people are going to say is that they feel that it's their right, and so they don't want people infringing on their rights. But what my concern is that there are what these call these 3D printing machines, which create plastic items, plastic and to some extent metal items. These things are currently on the industrial level, but they're going to work their way down relatively quickly. I mean, I think you can buy a low-end one for several thousand dollars at this point. And you remember what plasma TVs cost 7 or 8 years ago. They're going to work their way down where the average individual can make many of the home goods that they currently go out and buy. And it's going to be within a couple of decades. It could be that you're creating everything from like a riding lawnmower to, it's possible even your car. So they have made cars from 3D printed printers at this point. And I don't think it's going to matter. Whatever law anyone wants to pass, that anybody's going to be able to use one of their 3D printers to create a 150-round drum, and all the laws in the world won't make the least bit of difference.
I don't understand what you mean. It's going to be a 3D printed thing on a piece of paper?
No. 3D printers create plastic and metal things.
You put a chunk of plastic in this printer.
It's like a glue gun.
And then it cuts out and prints through the plastic whatever it is that you're printing. And people are already making guns using 3D printers.
Right. They're making guns that fire
there
bullets
are people
today.
Making 30-round magazines using 3D printers
today.
I don't like extra laws on me either. I don't like that. But if I were to, you know, keep some of this down, just if I were to just, like, lasso some of this in, trying to, like, it's already out of control. If I were to just bring it in a little bit, maybe some of that, I don't know, maybe some
Dave,
of
have you
that.
Ever smoked pot?
Yeah, of course.
The law didn't stop you from getting that pot, right?
It tried to, right?
Right, and it did a really crappy job. The point I'm trying to make is in 5 years, that a large percentage of the houses are going to have 3D printers where they can make their own 150-round clip. And if a crazy kid wants to get a hold of a 150-round clip, there's no law that any senator or any president or any representative can pass that's going to stop him from doing it. So at that point, all you're doing is preventing law-abiding citizens from having these clips that they want for whatever reason they want them.
Oh, just to slow them down. Just to slow them down. I mean, just.
But it doesn't work. That's what I'm. The point I'm trying to make, Dave. It didn't stop you from smoking pot, and it's not going to stop them from getting.
Laws don't stop criminals. They stop law-abiding people from doing things.
I just want to slow them down a little bit.
It won't slow them down. They'll have a 3D printer. They can make anything they want.
If
they
you
can
want
make
to slow
a
them down, put two shots in their leg. That will slow them down.
Dave, I really do appreciate the call, though. 855-453. I'm not sure he understood what we meant as far as a 3D printer. That anybody could make one of these things without just a program off the internet. Zip, zip, made of clip. Take them 15 minutes. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
That's right. Or you can call us at lrn.fm on the Skypes. You can give us a good Skyping here on Free Talk Live. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. We just talked about the Bitcoin conference that's coming up in San Jose on May 17th through the 19th. Well, BitInstant, if you want to get involved in Bitcoins, wherever you are, you can get involved by, you know, just going to BitInstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your Bitcoins. All you have to do there is go to the website. Tell them how you want to fund your account, and they could. You can go to places like CVS or banks and all kinds of different ways of funding your account with BitInstant.com. You make the deposit, and then they'll send it to wherever it is you tell them to send it. BitInstant.com. That's the way to get Bitcoins. Let's go to Stephen calling in on Skype. Stephen, what's on your mind?
Well, just to go over that 3D printing, which is absolutely wild. It's a adhesive like sheets of paper that goes down on these 3D printers, and you can really make anything out of these things. It is wild, and I do believe, as you had mentioned, you'll be able to make anything, guns, whatever. Right. It's kind of crazy.
They're already making guns with the 3D printers.
Yes.
They're making magazines, and the fact is, legislation against 30-round clips is old technology.
Right.
It's like the king handing down. It's like FDR saying you're not allowed to own gold. It's like the king saying that you have to go to the Anglican Church. This is an old law.
You can no longer own a catapult.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. It's over for these gun laws. Sorry, when you can make a gun in your own house, you don't have to go from place to place to buy it. You don't have to go to a gun dealer. You can't make laws against that.
Right. Now, I just want to also bring up, too, which is really terrible with the veterans. Veterans are being cut with their health benefits right now, as we're speaking. One of the worst things I see, 22 veterans, mostly over the age of 50, commit suicide every day.
Yeah, it's an incredible number of veterans that are committing suicide. Now, the story we have here is that claiming that the VA is rife with abuse.
Correct.
People that are getting heart disease, they're using veterans benefits for heart disease and diabetes. So I don't know how to address that either. I think that really, when it comes down to it, is you know, government's really just kind of inefficient. And a lot of people that need help aren't going to get help. And a lot of people that shouldn't be getting help are going to get it. And that's just how it goes when you talk about government benefits.
Well, and I know for a fact that there are some people that were in the military that don't have health insurance from, you know, any other form of employment, and they rely on the VA for their medical care.
That's correct. As a veteran myself, you know, after I got out, 60 to 65, I'm covered by the military. Then I go to Medicare, you know, at 65. But the people before 60 years of age, if they get out of the military, if they're a reservist and they don't have a full veteran benefits, they don't have health insurance.
Now, they're sending a lot of reservists over to, I mean, you know, these people are fighting the wars, and the reason they're using the reservists is because they have to pay more for a full-time, you know, what they call regular army, I think is what the term is.
No, not necessarily so. They make the same pay.
Yeah, but they cost more. The regular army costs more, and this is just one way that you're talking about is the veterans' benefits. You see, an employer looks at what an employee costs. An employee says, what do I make? And these are two entirely different numbers.
Well, I have to disagree a little bit with you, because when a reservist is put on active duty, they make the same amount.
Right.
For that time period.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that, Stephen.
Oh, I see.
I absolutely concur with you. But when you're talking about the benefits, reservists cost the government less in the long run.
Okay, you're right.
And we're talking about veterans costing the government from the Civil War still. They're the children of Civil War veterans are still...
Two
of them. But, I mean, they're still there receiving benefits, and it's a long tail on these wars.
And what is it, 2,000 still from World War One?
Yes.
You said World War Two peaked in 1970, benefits?
1991. World War Two benefits, the cost of benefits to the U.S. taxpayer, peaked in 1991, 40-something years after World War II.
46 years after the war ended.
It's an incredible number.
That is insane.
Stephen, thank you for the call. 855, 453. It's a long tail. When you start talking about wars, you gotta pay for it. And these lies that we've been told about what the costs are, just stop believing them. Stop being gullible. Greg, calling from Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. On two points that y'all were just talking about. One, law enforcement. I'm a retired law enforcement. We're not taught to have no blank face or this, that, or that, the other. We're taught to be professional.
Now, what does that mean?
You know, there are some differences now because everybody has a cell phone, everybody has cameras, but you're taught to be professional. And when a pedestrian or a citizen engages me or used to engage me, I would engage them back. But it's just about enforcing the law. And now you have discretion. You know, you can write a courtesy ticket or a warning ticket to show that you're making contact with the public. Or you can enforce the law and write the ticket. It's not that you give anybody special treatment. You just evaluate their situation. You got to remember, at every stop, you never
what
know
does
what
professional mean? What does professional mean when they say it, Greg? I mean, this has a definition, right? They're teaching people stuff, I guess, at the police academy or when they send them out with an experienced officer. What does professional mean?
It means you go up, you identify yourself, you greet the citizen, and you explain to them basically why they were stopped. And that's, you know, that's all you have to do. You don't raise your voice. You don't scream at them because they were doing 90 and a 35. Good evening, officer so-and-so, and you move on. That's, to me, when it was defined to me, what professionalism is. Now, I'm also a retired veteran. Let me explain to you about veterans. We joined the military not for benefits, educational, this, that, that, or the other. We joined because we believe in our way of life, and we want to defend our country from foreign enemies, from domestic enemies. That's why we join. Now,
well, you know that there are a lot of people that do join the military because they couldn't afford college any other way, and they want that GI Bill money.
Exactly. And then they said, well, look, you know, I don't want to go to war. I only join for the bennies. To hell with them. I'm telling you why my brothers and sisters, why my father joined the military. It's because it's not perfect, but America is the best thing that's on planet Earth right now. And we
now, let me ask you this, Greg. Do you think it would be better if they stopped the college benefits for veterans? Do you think that you'd get the class of veteran that or the class of service person that you're talking about here if you stopped offering these kind of extraneous benefits?
You will continue to do it. Let's look at the former football player. Let's look at those who were so committed to defending our way of life that they gave up more to go into the military to defend this country. It's not about glory. This is not a job like in the NBA where the fans are going, hell, when you come back from war, sometimes as a Vietnam era veterans, though, you get spit upon. So that's not why we do it. We do it because this, the United States system and our Constitution, is the best game in town. And the only way to defend it is by putting some skin in the game. That's why
for everything. Think that Vietnam was a just war? The Vietnamese would have taken over America?
And I don't think so, but again, when I join, I follow orders.
Yeah. That's what it really comes down to, Greg. You know, I mean, I think that veterans do join, a lot of them join for patriotic reasons, and then once they're in, they're kind of stuck doing the will of politicians. That these liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. wrap themselves in the flag, and because we are taught to love this country, and frankly, I tend to agree that it's one of the top countries in the world. I think that there's some arguments to be had for other countries, but I feel like the politicians abuse that.
Well, again, it's about honoring the contract. When I signed the contract in the military, they said, if you do this, we will give you that. I didn't come in negotiate. That was what I was told, and the contract should be honored. Now,
I agree.
Sometimes I don't think my benefits or where they should be, but I accepted what I got, and that's why I went and worked in law enforcement, and now I get a second retirement.
Yep. And those benefits oftentimes are applied in, sort of unevenly. Some people will get coverage for something, and then other folks won't get it. And then American Legion or Veterans of Foreign Wars, they'll have these aides that will help people apply for their benefits. But the people that don't know about those aides, they don't get the benefits. So it can be rather unfair. Greg, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. 855-453, Free Talk Live. 855-453 or LRN.FM on Skype.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1, or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.